Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if I'd really call it building it myself. Yes, the board was made, and it had a ton of surface mount components already mounted to it. All of the surface mount components were already mounted, so I didn't have to do any of that. I had to install the main transistors for the PA, and then I had to install some through-hole diodes, and then I had to wind all of the toroids. I think there were about 18 toroids I had to wind, and then there was a tri-filer transformer I had to wind, and the binocular core SWR bridge. She it worked pretty good. I still think I could do a little tweaking on some of the cores to bring up the power level on a few of the bands. On 20 meters, I get a little over 4 watts. On other bands, I get well over 5. So they say to stop tweaking when you get to 4. But I don't know. I think I can do a little better. Basically what it is you've got to get inductance just right on those on some of those toroids. So, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, even me and Josh both have the X6100s, and they're quirky too. Sometimes you boot it up and you don't have any sound coming from the speaker, so you have to turn it off and reboot, and then everything's fine. Sometimes you boot it up and you don't have a waterfall, and you gotta boot it up again. It runs on that Linux, so yeah, they're all flaky. The thing about the X6100 that I'm gonna start experimenting with is these other firmwares that you can run from an SD card that doesn't overload the first firmware, and then when you turn it off and take the SD card out, it boots up with the regular factory firmware. Over.